You say that she went and finished high school in Madison.
Yes, Madison, huh?
In Madison, she was eligible to be a teacher then?
Well, they took teacher's examinations, you know, to qualify for teaching. And she came up to Hidalgo when they built the new school in 1895 and taught there first. And then to also taught in 1896. And by that time, in 97, Mr. Claude had built this one-room building on the plantation. So he asked her to go teach there, and she lived in the Lipscomb home. You see, his parents were still living there. And that's where she met my father.
So your father's parents moved down here. So he came down with
him. Covered wagon from Comanche County. Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that.
There were seven families. The family, the and the and the and they all came down from that area going to the coffee plantations in Mexico, and they had no more idea where they were than anything. So this couple that took my father in, it was very reliable, they told him, he says, you better go with him. He's got his hands full with all those children. And he just went to preaching. He had a good education, but he took the... See, he grew up with 400 slaves. He didn't even have to take his shoes off. So when he had to work, he went to preaching. That was the easiest thing he could do, see. And he didn't stick at anything. He stayed on the ranch just 2 years. But when they came on down the river road, they stopped at Santa Maria, which is a very historical place, and which was owned by Frank at the time. And they asked if they could camp there because she was to have a baby. So he told him yes, and he says, I can put both of you to work if you want to do some farm work. Well, he found out that my father was a whiz, you know, the old man, my father had to make him work, but, and they had to stay there 3 months because the little baby that was born had curvature of the spine, Pott's disease, and they had to send him to Fort Brown for treatments, you know. They sent, that we used the hospital there. And so they stayed 3 months. And at the end of that 3 months, well, he saw him packing up one day, and he said, now, where do you think you're going? The coffee plantations in Mexico. And he got my father off to his side. He said, now, you're not going down there. You don't know anything about it. And with all these children, all of you just starved to death. I have a very good friend who's opening up a new project. It'll be the first irrigation project in the county, and I can take you to Hidalgo and introduce you to him. And I believe he'll hire both you and your father. So Mr. Clawson hired them both as co-foremen. And then, of course, that's eventually that's how he met my mother, you see. When she came to teach, she lived with the family. And the older girl had already married, so it was just the middle girl of my father's sisters. And the stepmother was so mean, she'd make that poor girl get up. And she was a very attractive little girl, red-headed. Get up at 4 a.m. to fix breakfast for the workmen, and my mother would get up with her, see, because she was a little bit afraid about her being alone. And the stepmother says, what do you want to get up with her? She's all right. He says, oh, I just think she needs a little help, mother would say. But she got up with her for protection because there were people from everywhere, you know, the main workmen, you know, they just weren't reliable characters. Anybody could have taken advantage of her. She was so innocent, you know, in those days they didn't know anything. And so my mother felt so sorry for her, and my father's heart just ached because the home life wasn't what he knew that my mother was accustomed to. They had 12 children. My father was a newspaper man. They didn't have any money, but they had a very nice home life, you know.
Your grandfather?
Huh?
Your grandfather?
My grandfather had the first daily newspaper in Brownsville, the Daily Cosmopolitan. First it was the Flag, and then it went into the Daily Cosmopolitan. He came down from New York in 1858. You see, a brother of his joined Zachary Taylor's army and came down for the Mexican War, and he mustered out down here.